You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is November 8th, 2021. All right, everyone, welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful November day. I cannot believe I'm saying that. It's November already. I know I say that a lot when I do this podcast, but this year really has gone by very fast. I hope you all had a great Halloween, and for those of you that celebrate it, and had a great week or month or a few days at least of some good fall shave of the days, and just really enjoyed the now starting to get cooler weather. I had a great Halloween myself, enjoyed it. I had some great Halloween soaps that I keep. And you know, it's funny, I keep all my seasonal stuff in like a Tupperware, like a container, and I kind of like mark it like, okay, winter, fall, summer, and I use it, and sometimes I put that stuff away, and I like to keep it organized so I can find it when I want to, and I usually go by the season, so when I start doing my shave of the days in September, I'll start using the fall soaps. I primarily use that amount of that stuff for the month. Same thing with winter and the summer and stuff like that. I try to keep it in season. I don't know. It just keeps it seasonal for me. Keeps it fresh. And I used a lot of my fall stuff this year. I did use a lot of pumpkin spice scented products as well. I did have a good time with it. And I'll still be using some of that stuff until the end of this month after Thanksgiving. Then I like to transition to like the Christmas soaps. So I hope you guys had some fun shave of the days. I saw some great pictures online. I saw a couple of people really decorated up their little like setup there in there, and they had a nice little background. I think it was on a couple of the forums, had some good stuff. Facebook had a couple good shave of the days where they put like decorated the background and everything like that. So that was really cool. Really keep that stuff up because it is really nice. And to see that seasonal stuff going and keeps you in the season and makes it a little bit more fun. Motivates me, too, to decorate. So even the house and my little shave den as well. All right, so today on the show, I do have to mention that a lot of fall releases were missing from some major vendors. I won't get too deep into this one, but I did notice it. It could be pandemic reasons or whatever, but I did notice the fall releases were a little bit short this year. And we did lose quite a few vendors, so I'll give you a little review on that to start off. The Holy Black Halloween release came out and is gone and sold out. We'll go over that a little bit. Really was lacking in the shaving department, shaving software area, but still really interesting release. We'll talk about that one. That's usually one of the most anticipated releases of the year. Charcoal Goods. If you're a fan of that vendor, they are backed and fully stocked with their new razor that came out. After being on almost a hiatus for a year and just recently coming back with a few leftover parts and some pieces here and there, they are back with razors. So finally, I'm a big fan of that artisan. I think they make a great product, so they are back. Fine Accoutrements came out with a new scent about a month and a half ago called Clubhouse. And it's out. It's actually doing very well, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that one when we get to that part of the podcast. Actually, it's really interesting scent profile, so really cool. Pandemic struggles. What are vendors experiencing? What will you experience possibly during the holiday season with some of these pandemic, with some of these shortages and stuff? Yes, it has affected the wet shaving world, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I found out about that. And on Collector's Corner, the Gillette Techmatic, which is a cartridge-style razor that actually has been to the moon. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So fall releases, we just recently now, if you're a fan of the podcast, you've been listening for a few years, you know that every year during the fall season, we do something called the Fall Seasonal Special. The Fall Seasonal Special is basically a one-stop shop for all fall seasonal products coming from the vendors and artisans alike. And this year, I noticed a lot less than usual. This is probably, there was the usual releases that come out. Some of these releases are actually from certain vendors are available all year round, probably about 15% of them, but they're like Halloween related. So I added them to the podcast, and I was really, really, kind of shocked to see some of the vendors didn't come out with it. A lot of vendors actually no longer with us anymore. About four or five major vendors are gone. But we did see about four or five new vendors come up, right? So looking at my database, it wasn't in the, going through it. My database actually, I should say, is a piece of paper with all of my vendors, all the vendors that I deal with, that we deal with, that we see that are in the wet shaving world. I do write them down as soon as I see them. I give them a search, and I had over 100 of them right now. Really, it was only about maybe a 15%, maybe 15% at most were participating in fall releases this year. You know, you have your usual, your PA, Phoenix Artisan accoutrements. You have your, Barrister Man with very limited this year. Only a couple things coming out from them. Holy Black came out with something small. Actually, something that we'll be talking about a little bit more. It wasn't really shave related. Didn't have too much shaving stuff. So what does this mean for the industry? Does this mean that maybe, those fall releases, they're slowing down a little bit? Or, maybe it's just not because of the pandemic, it's been harder to get oils. Well, we'll see in the next few weeks. I've been contacting some vendors to get some information to find out what happened and to see if this is something that we should be getting, that will happen next year or will be just, a fluke because of the pandemic. So hopefully not. I did notice, though, most of the core brands did come out with their fall releases as usual. So that was great. But a lot of the other stuff was missing, and I was a little bit disappointed, to be completely honest with you. But you know what? There is plenty of great stuff out there, and the wet shaving world is still very strong. So hopefully next year we'll see some more cool stuff. So the Holy Black Halloween release came out. It was called Murder at the Holy Black, and it was really like a kind of like a solve a murder type, type box or type game. I think it was more like a game, like Murder at the Holy Black, and it had a bunch of papers and evidence and stuff like that. Really cool. Came with a limited edition straight razor. That was part of, I guess, the murder weapon or something like that. But no, this is the second year in a row that they did not contain a soap, and the first year without an aftershave. So I'm not sure if the Holy Black was going on this route. This is really more of like an adventurous, like kind of cool game or kit to collect from them. It did sell out very quickly, but didn't have anything really shaving related, with the exception of the limited edition straight razor. So again, that's the second year in a row they didn't have soap with their kit. So again, I'll be completely honest with you. I was a little bit disappointed. I was looking forward to getting something. I still think that their best release was the Dr. Hyde and Jekyll release, what they did with the shave soap and the two different types of aftershaves with the lighted box and stuff. To me, to date, that was about 4 years ago now. Yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago when they came out that kit. That's the one kit that I regret not getting. I mean, I could tell you right now, that was the coolest release I've seen yet. Sold out pretty quickly. Had a few chances to get it secondhand. And you can still actually get a sealed box now. It's just, how it's been sitting in there. It's just like kind of like, I don't know if the stuff with the lights in there are going to work anymore or if everything. It's just the newness is gone. So to me, I think they did a great job with the packaging on this one. I know it sold out quickly, but really getting away from the shaving aspect of the game with this one, with just the straight razor in there. So for those of you who had it, I bet you had a lot of fun playing the game and with all the cool stuff. As always, they go out up above and beyond, so great release. Just not shaving related. So hopefully next year we'll get back into the soap game and the aftershave game, because we'll get to see that again, because really this is one of my favorite releases of the year. And to be completely honest, without a soap or an aftershave is a little bit of a disappointment. It's being that it was a wet shaving company. So hopefully we see it next year. But congratulations on a great release and selling it out to the Holy Black. Charcoal Goods is now back with full safety razors, finally, right? So if you guys are a fan of Charcoal Goods, and I'll tell you a little history about them. We've mentioned them many times on the podcast. A few years ago, there was a waiting list for these razors, and it was impossible to get one from the manufacturer the way you wanted it, right? So you had to go on a wait list. The wait list was a couple months long, and then eventually the wait list kind of went away, and he started offering, I believe Brian started offering like limited edition razors online, and that's how I actually got mine. I got the Torpedo when it came out. I think it was like now 3 or 4 years ago. So for a while there, these razors are all CNC machined. all done by one artisan. Everything is done by one person. Comes packaged, everything like that, sent to you by one person. And famously known for using an old-fashioned lathe on their first production handles, I believe it was. He used a old World War II lathe, which I think he still has, and actually hand-hammered some of the handles with the original batches. Now, I've, of course, Charcoal Goods has progressed since then, and they've made well over, I think, 1,000 razors to date. And now that they are a little bit bigger, he actually relocated, moved, and got his shop set up. So after about a year of hiatus, Charcoal Goods now has full razors available on their set. It's the Everyday Safety Razor, which has been widely anticipated at release. I've been waiting for this one for a while, and good to see that they're back. And really what it is, it's just a three-piece safety razor that's made from brass and available really for right now to purchase, and it's a little bit more affordable than the usual ones, than like the $150 to $180 range. So honestly, these razors are the real deal. If you haven't tried one, I do recommend it. If you get to borrow one from someone or get to purchase one yourself, great razors, great packaging, great person to deal with. So really happy to see they're back. As you can see, I'm a fan, and good to see that the Everyday Safety Razors are here and ready to be sent out and used, because that's the best part of all this wet shaving stuff, using it. Now remember, when you purchase a brass razor, you know, it is going to patina, it is going to change in color, or that's part of the game with it, and that's actually part of the fun. I like to buy the antiqued brass razors whenever I do brass, because I like to already have that patina already done, I guess. I guess if that makes sense, or it makes it look a little bit older. But you can also get a fresh one that's like shiny that will eventually, honestly, will turn that color as well in time. So, Charcoal Goods, congratulations on your return, and hoping only the best for you. Coming up next, Fine Accoutrements Clubhouse Scent. Now, Fine Accoutrements has gone through a lot of restructuring. Their original soap company they were buying soap from, or producing the soap, actually went out of business or shut down after almost 100 years or over 100 years of business. It was one of the same companies that did the original tobacco, and now has gone to a different... Actually, this is about a year ago. So Fine Accoutrements has gone to a different supplier for soap, and the 21st Century batch is out and here. So what better than to have a new scent? So back in September, Clubhouse came out, and I missed it, and I apologize for that, because I'm a big fan of this artist in any way, and I just saw it on my email. I'm like, oh boy, I missed this scent, and I didn't say anything about it. So Fine Clubhouse Shaving Soap provides, like, it's inspired by Canoe, the scent of Canoe, 1936 by Dana, and honestly, this scent was more popularized by Pinaud, and it's basically like based on like a country club locker room and barbershop scent. So that's what it is. It's a little bit of a lighter, a lighter barbershop scent with a little bit more of a little brighter colors. Really sound, if you're a fan of Canoe, this is a spot on, really, homage to it. So definitely a good scent. I'm looking forward to getting it and trying it out, because I'm a big fan of some of these new releases, especially from Fine Accoutrements. And just to see that this is like a club locker room type scent, so I'm guessing it's going to be more of like, it's honestly, it's more like a little zestier with a talc base and a little bit lighter than that, with inspired by a pretty popular scent. So Fine Clubhouse Shaving Soap is available. A little problem with the aftershave right now. Once they go out of stock, if they still have it, it's going to be out of stock for a while, because they're having bottling issues. They have no bottles for their aftershaves. So it's looking like they're not going to be having aftershave available until mid to late January because of the bottle shortages. And, until then, if the soaps are available, if you get a chance to get one of these, get it. You know, really, honestly, go ahead and get one of the soaps. They're moderately priced, good, in good quality. And the pucks and everything like that, I think they come down, you can get it in a tub or a puck still, like the old-fashioned type pucks. And honestly, never had a problem with Fine Accoutrements products. So I think it's great stuff, good soap. And try it out if you get a chance. If you've already used it and you have some thoughts, send me an email so I get a little bit more insight on it, because I haven't tried it yet. All right, guys, moving on to the pandemic struggles. You know, talking about this in the beginning of the cast, I guess this is long overdue. Probably should have mentioned this several months ago, if not a year ago. But the pandemic struggles, what to expect for the holiday season? Well, honestly, we've seen a lot of shortages. We've seen alcohol shortages for vendors for making aftershaves. Now we're seeing bottle shortages. I just mentioned previously that, you know, Fine Accoutrements, they don't have any bottles. You know, their bottles that came in were defective, and they need to order more, and it takes time to get them. And with the pandemic, with everything getting slowed down, yeah, it's going to take some time to get it. It could take months. So what does this mean for us, the consumer, and really what does this mean for vendors? So, if you think about it, common sense would tell you that for us, it might affect us. You know, we might not be able to buy our release that we want, or they might have to use a different type of base or a bomb. Like, I believe Barrister and Mann was using bombs last year because I just couldn't get perfumer's alcohol. And a lot of people will go to just making soaps or just doing different releases. So I think what we're seeing is what I thought would have been over by now. I guess the shortages, the pandemic shortages, it's still very much there. You know, it's still there. It's still happening, still affecting us. And I don't see it going away this year anyway. Now, honestly, if you go to the grocery store today in the United States or any country, you'll notice that the shelves are a lot lighter than they used to be. There's a lot of shortages. And the company that I work for, you know, working in the alcohol business, you know, we've been building up inventory for the whole year, getting ready for the holiday season just to avoid that, because last year we had major supply issues, you know. And I think that that's really what you're going to see vendors do, and what they're going to have to do to survive is really build up on bulk up on what they can when they can. Now, what does that mean, you know, for an artisan? Well, if you're a small artisan and you're only doing a certain amount, to buy 10,000 bottles of something, it may not be feasible for you, one, or practical for you. So you might see prices rise a little bit in those areas, mainly because, hey, they're going to have to buy them locally. The price might be a lot higher, and just to stay in stock, because they can't buy 10,000 bottles at a time and get that price that they were getting a year ago. Now, looking at also, we got to also look at, you know, inflation and all that stuff. This year has been very high. So I would predict, if you would ask me for pandemic effects to the wet shaving industry, one, I would say pricing is going to go up. Two, I would still say supply will be a little bit dwindling here and there. It will be a little shortened. And three, it might also make some small vendors, small artisans say, just, I'm out, you know, because I can't pay $2 or $3 for a bottle, an empty bottle to put my aftershave in, and then try and raise the price $2 and say, my aftershave that was $20 is now going to be $25. They may not be able to do it. You know, so I think that my thoughts are on the pandemic would be that how the pandemic has affected the wet shaving industry or just that. I also think that we will see, that could have been the reason why we saw limited fall releases during the fall seasonal special, which was still a decent amount that was out there, but much less than the previous years. And that's just because maybe, you know, companies are going more to the core. You know, they're saying, hey, I'm going to stay in my core product instead of going really seasonal, because I just don't have enough to keep up with the demand on that. I don't have enough supplies. I don't have enough product. So why am I going to, I can't go and make a limited edition this year, you know, or something like that. Could be a reason. I would say that would be it. So should after the holiday season, after this year, should we see some more shortages? Yeah, I'm guessing we're going to probably see it into 2022, you know, easily. You know, this is something that we're all new to this, you know. We're new to this whole pandemic, and how something that happened in March of 2020, we thought it was only going to last maybe a month or two, ended up now we're into year, you know, we're going to be entering year three pretty soon. So, I mean, that's just how it is and how it's going to be. So, guys, cherish your stuff that you have. Utilize it. And always, you know, go to support your local artisan and just be there for them. And if you have an idea or something like that, you know, try to stick with them and the companies that you really love and use, because they really need us more now than ever, right? To stay and understand if there's a price increase. You know, don't go emailing, you know, the head of the artisan, say, hey, you know, you raised your price $5. Why? You know, why? I'm not going to buy from you anymore, anything like that. Understand that this is happening to everybody. It's happening to you at the grocery store right now. You may not even notice it, but prices have gone up 20%, 15 to 20% in the last 3 or 4 months. So it's going to happen in the wet shaving world too. So just be patient. be mindful and be nice to those vendors out there. And vendors also be understanding too that, you know, you might have to explain or do something like that to your consumers, because not everybody really thinks about that kind of thinks that deeply into it. They just look at, oh, the price, all, you know, the bottom line price. So let's all get through this together. You know, hopefully this will be done soon. And I know I've been saying that for a while, and we've all been saying that for a while, but, you know, we'll see. So that's my thought on the pandemic struggles and what to expect for 2022. Hopefully I'm wrong and it's a lot better than we think. All right, guys. Now, Collector's Corner this week, the Gillette Techmatic, a.k.a. the Apollo Safety Razor, or Cartridge Razor, or Ribbon Razor. Whichever way you'd like to call it, it is still a very iconic razor in the wet shaving world. Now, this is one of the only, if not the only, razor that Gillette no longer makes cartridges for. This is technically a cartridge razor, the Techmatic, and it came out in the late 60s in response to a couple of the other ribbon-style cartridge razors that were out from other vendors as well. Now, Gillette went and made this one to make it easier. It's, again, no blade changes. It has a ribbon on it, a long ribbon blade that you would, when you're done using it, you would click it or turn the little knob on it, and it would turn into a fresh blade, right? And then I think you get about 5 or 6 shaves out of it, or six fresh blades out of it, and then you would just simply toss the cartridge out. So what makes this razor iconic? Well, the razor is a collectible and iconic because it was nicknamed of the Apollo, because the astronauts actually brought it to space with them. And astronaut Michael Collins, who was one of the astronauts on Apollo 11, he was actually filmed shaving with this razor during the Apollo 11 mission in 1969, and it was sent back to the Earth, and they got to see him shaving with the Gillette Techmatic and and I think it was Old Spice shaving cream in the tube. And that really brought this razor back to Earth with a little bit of a vengeance. Very popular for a little while there because the astronauts are using it. It's still collectible today. Unfortunately, since Gillette no longer makes cartridges for this, I'm not too sure how great or how well this razor will shave in today's world. Now, I have a Gillette Techmatic. I think I got it for a very, very reasonable price a long time ago, and the cartridge, and I got like 10 cartridges brand new in the package. Took them out, and they're not as sharp. You know, after time with blades, sometimes you need to rehone them, right? Even if they've been sitting for a while, they just don't stay sharp, and it's really hard to hone these things because you can't really do anything with it. So if you have a method or anything like that on how to do so, please email me and let me know, because I'd love to try this myself, and I just haven't had the guts to do so. I have one in the box, I'm in perfect shape with a lot of cartridges, but I just never have used it. So this razor works with that ribbon. Again, you could see in the picture on the show notes from the advertisement from Gillette, and it has you can see the ribbon razor in there. And also they made an adjustable version too, or adjustable cartridges for it as well. So really cool. This razor was on the moon, technically on the moon, on the Apollo mission, and was actually videotaped astronaut Michael Collins shaving with it during that mission. It was also went up in the Apollo 12 as well. And then I believe after that they went to the Gillette Track 2 when that came out in the mid to late 70s. And that's when they started using that one too. They also used the Gillette, I believe it was a Slim prior to this mission. It's been used in space. But for the most part, this is why they nicknamed this razor the Apollo. Now, the best part, if you're looking for one of these and you want one, you can get it. And it's probably going to run you about $15 to $20, to be completely honest. There are a lot of them out there. They're not desirable because they really can't be used. And they're, to be honest, they didn't really give the greatest shave in the world to begin with, and that's kind of why they're gone. So this is the first cartridge razor that Gillette ever came out with on the moon, and you could probably have it with a box set, maybe not new old stock, but definitely in a box set used for about $20, maybe less. And that's including shipping. I think I paid $7 for mine from eBay. I got it in a box in the case. All right, so that's Collector's Corner for this week, and can't wait to bring you the next one because I got a couple of great, good ones in the works here for the end of the year. All right, everyone, that concludes our show for the week. Again, thank you all for joining us. It's been a great year so far, 2021. I know it's been a very struggling year for everybody else, but you know, it's been having a lot of fun. It's good to know that we have wet shaving to back up on, and just to have some fun with, and to take our mind off the world and all that crazy stuff going on for at least 10 to 15 minutes a day while we're doing our morning shave. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does with the wet shaving community. All right, guys, that concludes the show for this week. We'll see you on the 22nd of November. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.